Our next reading comes from St. Paul, and it's one we're all familiar with. It's written about a generation after Jesus' death and resurrection, and he's talking to the church in Corinth, Greece, which was a really bad church. I mean, a minister's nightmare church. And he's trying to tell them about the teaching he received about communion. And notice here again the emphasis that's put on remembering. And as I read this, you might think of the place memory has in our own lives today. What role does it play? How important is it just to be able to remember? Paul says this, again reporting the teaching about communion he's received. And when Jesus had given thanks, he broke bread and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me." What is the place of memory in our lives? This is Memorial Weekend. It's a time when we have family gatherings and cookouts. We have parades. We have sales at all the stores. It's a time to, at its heart, when we remember those who have given their lives in service to our country. And we also remember at this time those within our own community, within our own church family, who are now departed. Remember. Remember. It means really to bring things together again. And I don't know about you, but as I get older, my memory is not what it used to be. Do you find that's true? I will go into a store to get milk. I will come out with several bags of groceries, get home, and what's the one thing I haven't bought? The milk. I will go to the mall to do some shopping and come back out and look for my car. And I can't remember where I've parked it. And there's a real sinking feeling when this goes on for a while. I'm looking and looking here and there, and cannot find my car. And then all of a sudden, there's a deep insight that occurs. There's a reason why I can't find my car. It's because I drove Patty's car to the mall. Have you ever stood in front of the cupboard and wondered why you're standing there? What are you looking for? And modern technology has not helped. 20 years ago, I could rattle off my kids' telephone numbers like mad. No problem whatsoever. Today, if life depended on it, I can't do it because I'm so used to pushing that phone at the right thing and it automatically dials the kids up. Memory. Memory's important in the Bible. It's mentioned about 100 times. And we have Jesus, you know, at that Last Supper saying, "Do this in remembrance of me." And in the Old Testament, we have that Psalm of David where he is saying, "Remember the wonderful deeds that God has done." 10 Commandments. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Remember the days of old. Memory is very important in the Bible, And I think if we think about it, it's very important to our own lives too. There's, of course, a real sense in which if we think about the past, that's something that we can't redo. That's, the past is past. But on the other hand, there's something in here where our experiences, the places we've visited, the joys and the sorrows of our lives, they're all in there somehow, living and breathing. And sometimes it doesn't take much to bring them up again. Isn't that right? Just a piece of music, a comment somebody makes, something you're reading in a book, all brings that back up to the surface once again. And I think in a very real way, memory is very influential in shaping who we are as people, as individuals and as groups. What we remember of the past helps shape us as persons. Now, memory comes in various sizes and shapes, doesn't it? There can be good memories. I'm sure we all have memories of times where we laughed so hard the tears were just flowing down our cheeks. There were, you know, that joy at a child's birth, the friendships, the happy times, all these are part of our lives. And I remember, I think there was Cats that had this song. Do you remember this about memory from the Broadway musical? Cats, memory, all alone in the moonlight. I can smile at the old days. I was beautiful then. I remember the time I knew what happiness was. Let the memory live again. J.M. Barrie put it very nicely, I think, in that old saying, God has given us memory that we might have roses in December. Roses in December. Those good memories help nourish us in the hard times, don't they? They help see us through. There are also the hard memories, the sad ones. And do you remember Joan Rivers? She's died just a few years back. She had a very hard time. And she had a very difficult marriage. And her husband died. She was estranged from her daughter. And yet, she was able to use that and put it to good purpose. She turned it into humor. Not everybody can do that. We all have times when things are hard. You know, the old spiritual, nobody's seen the trouble I've seen. Well, we know, and we remember. There are hard times. The children of Israel were exiled. And they were separated from their homeland. And they had this line, you can feel the pain in it. By the waters of Babylon, we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion, when we remembered Jerusalem. They were separated from their own land, from the land they loved. And it caused pain. I think all of us are challenged to see if there is a way that we can use those memories for good. Not everybody can be, you know, Joan Rivers and turn things into humor or laughter. But maybe instead of pressing down those memories, we can perhaps try to use them for good, to strengthen ourselves for the future. And it's interesting, like the children of Israel, we're told, remember your slavery in Egypt. Remember that bad time. Why? So you don't treat other people that way. So you don't treat people like you were treated. Instead, you have some compassion, some empathy for people who are going through a bad time. Memories come in all sizes and shapes, good ones, bad ones. And I think with the bad ones, the challenge is, can we use them for good in some way, rather than just pressing them down? Can we learn from them? This is Memorial Weekend, and I think there are lessons for us. And perhaps the first one is just that. The bad memories that we have can be, sometimes at least, used to strengthen us, to make us stronger as we face life. We can learn from them. There's something else here, too, I think, on Memorial Day. It challenges us to remember the values that we have as a society. Our democracy, our freedoms, human dignity, the equality of people regardless of background before the law. Things we often, perhaps too often, take for granted. And Memorial Weekend is a time to remember that those values often came at great cost, at great sacrifice. I don't know what your experience has been, but when I was a child, I grew up in the Second World War. And I remember neighbors on occasion giving me toys. And I was too young to know what was going on at the time, but they were giving me toys because their children had been killed in battle. There was no sense in keeping those toys for grandchildren anymore. Their sons and daughters were gone. Great cost. It's been said that, you know, one of the great things we can do for our children and grandchildren is to tell them where we come from and what we fought for and why. If a society doesn't have memory, it's like going on a trip without a GPS or a map or a compass. It's easy to get lost when there is no memory. There's something else, and here I think our Christian hope comes into play very relevantly. This weekend we remember those who are no longer with us. And it's a time of hope for ourselves as Christians, for we remember that this life is not all there is. Jesus has said, I go to prepare a place for you, and his word can be trusted. All the incompletions of this life find their completion in God and his love. And I've always liked the account of Winston Churchill's funeral. It was held at St. Paul's Cathedral. And it was a traditional Church of England service, except for two items. In the dome of that cathedral, he had two trumpeters, just like Doug. And after the service, as his casket was being rolled out down that center aisle, one of the trumpeters was to play taps. It's over. The day is done. The work is ended. But as his casket approached the door that went outside, the second trumpeter was to play reveille. It's time to get up. It's time to get up in the morning. This life is not all there is. And that's something to take to heart as we remember those who are no longer with us today. On this Memorial Weekend, we worship God. We remember those, again, who are not with us. And we take great hope and great strength in Christ's promise that this life is not all there is. God takes us to his heart. And as David said in that psalm that Joanne read, you know, remember the wonderful deeds that God has done. Amen.